Every year, students from San Antonio become the first in their families to go to college. As high school counselors and college staff learn more about the first-generation experience, they're redefining what it means to welcome students and their families to college life. Texas Public Radio and education writer Becca McNeil are following the experiences of three San Antonio students. This is the third of a four-part special report, Far From Home.
On a sunny Saturday in October, about 500 prospective families gathered on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso, or UTEP, for Orange and Blue Day. They met with representatives from financial aid, enrollment, and various academic departments in a festival-like atmosphere that was spread across the campus. Many of the students will be the first in their family to go to college, and the university knows that parents are critical allies. UTEP Dean of Students Katie McCorry-Andalis said that universities should treat strong family connections as assets and make the university experience part of the family tradition.
What we know about our students is that they come to us with a tremendous amount of assets, and one of those, as you mentioned, is their family. We love to capitalize on that.
UTEP also invites parents to join their own association, which meets in groups of 10 to 15 once per month on campus with Crystal Saavedra, the association's director. When parents familiarize themselves with the campus, they build what advisors call confianza. They become valuable partners, guiding their children toward on-campus resources, like the health center or the writing lab. Saavedra said the Parent Association also meets with faculty and other staff members who can serve as compadrasco, a surrogate parent or advocate on campus.
All of our presenters have been very forthcoming in giving their business card, giving their work email and work phone number, and letting them know if you have any issues, please contact us directly. So I've found that the parents are more comfortable. And you can see even after, once the sessions are over, they always stick around and ask a lot of questions.
Most UTEP students are first gen and most are Hispanic. The school's outreach practices have become one of the gold standards for colleges and universities that receive first gen Hispanic students. Selective schools like Princeton University are taking note. Christina Gonzalez, Associate Dean and Director of Access and Inclusion at Princeton, says if schools want to succeed with first-gen students, they'll have to reach out to them first. For starters, Gonzalez says, institutions should reconsider the amount of jargon and redundant paperwork associated with college enrollment. For students who grew up expecting to attend college, the paperwork is an inconvenience. Gonzalez said for first-gen students, it may signify something more. It may suggest to them that they don't belong there.
If I come into a space in which, like, I am new to the place, right, I think it's something about me. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, right?
Right.
And I think that that's historically, you know, how students have encountered the higher ed sphere.
Proper orientation for first-gen students can prevent them from feeling discouraged when they encounter on-campus challenges. For example, Princeton invites first-gen low-income and minority students to participate in the Freshman Scholars Institute the summer before their freshman year. The students also meet mentors and faculty members. Sierra Gonzalez says Princeton's initiative helped her acclimate to campus before the culture shock in September.
Adjusting to this has been hard, but it'll happen. But also, since I was in FSI, like the RCAs and like the people who are in charge of FSI, you kind of get close to them, so you kind of like talk about them about it.
Compared to their prep school peers, Gonzalez says first-gen students like Sierra also need more encouragement to take advantage of academic resources. Many of them don't know about them because their schools didn't have resources, like writing centers or tutoring labs. Gonzalez said that if first-gen students aren't connecting to the resources they need, it's on the university to help them understand what's there and why it's there. It's part of helping students realize that they do belong. For Texas Public Radio News, I'm Becca McNeil.